Hey, this is T.A. Marion calling in from Kanchanampa. Sorry we didn't get a call in yesterday. I sort of got hit by a GI Mack truck and it laid me pretty low. And when it was evening time, it was pouring rain and I just couldn't make it happen. So definitely on the mend today. And sitting here out on a rock in the sunshine, there's sort of low cloud hiding the big white peaks. We got some wonderful, amazing views of them this morning as we climbed up to about 4,300 meters on Little Kanchen Ri. We might have gone a bit higher, but the clouds came in, so we didn't bother. I was just thrilled to be able to actually get myself up the hill because yesterday the only thing I could do was climb into bed. And I'm looking across to some terrain that reminds me a lot of Fairshay. There's a lot of yak and Zokio in the neighborhood, so you see all these crisscrossing paths across the hills as they look to graze. Looking down on the Langtang Kola, see. Earlier in the spring there might be ways in which it spills over its banks and makes a giant small lake. It's a bit windy, as you could probably hear if depending which way I turn my head. So our view is a little bit clipped at the moment, but we have memories of this morning of absolutely ginormous, beautiful high white Himalayan peaks just shimmering in the sun as we climbed higher. You could sort of see across and behind us to Langtang, Liru, and across to the Gangela, which is one of the passes that sometimes people use to get out of the valley. Definitely a rhythm here in Kanchanampa because it's the highest point that most folks trek to with the tea house trekking, so they'll come up and spend a night or two or three doing lots of little exploratory treks. There's a big glacier coming off of Langtang Peak behind us, so you can walk up and see two pretty large ice falls, or you can hang another right and go up the valley up towards the Tilman Pass and the Langshisha Glacier. So you're getting up at these elevations, there's no more trees really. It's low shrub, some juniper, and the glaciers, or at least the glacial moraines, show the evidence of where glaciers used to be. They're definitely in retreat. And yeah, so that's the day. We checked out there's a couple of entrepreneurial bakery folks up here. So we had visited one bakery yesterday and another bakery today for a ginger cookie and a chocolate chip cookie. So all is well. We're drinking lots, walking around, trying to acclimatize, and hope you're having a great day. And I was thinking the other day that in the course of an average Everest climb with the regular acclimatization cycles, climbers would climb between 11,000 and 12,000 meters of elevation gain over the course of their going up and going down and going to Camp 2 and coming down, et cetera, et cetera. And the trek in from Lukla and Marion and I have now done around 11,750 meters in 15 days, so our little baby rest day here was much appreciated because we've been going up and down quite a bit. Of course, it was not nearly the effort that it takes when you're getting up into the 5, 6, 7, and 8,000 meter ranges, but definitely we know that what's up and what's down. So that's the scoop from here. Hope you're having a good one. Hope you get out for a pretty big walk. Definitely the area that we're walking in is darn pretty. So that's it from here. Take good care, and we'll catch you from tomorrow. Bye.